While members of the United Auto Workers continue to consider a tentative contract deal across the country, local employees of GM have already decided they don't like it. WXXI's Randy Gordman explains.
Members of UAW Local 1097 in Rochester have already voted overwhelmingly to oppose that tentative offer from GM. The contract deal does offer items like pay raises and a process for moving temporary workers into permanent positions, but the president of the Rochester UAW, Dan Maloney, says there's one thing it does not offer, and that's a commitment to keep the Lexington Avenue plant viable into the future. The Rochester GM plant focuses on fuel systems for vehicles, and union officials learned last year that it's possible the local plant could lose some of that work to another supplier in 2021. Maloney says that's why his members want to see some kind of future work guarantee in the new contract.
And to give us the work commitment, the product commitment to keep our plant viable in the future for years to come. There's young folks working in this plant in their 20s and 30s. They need a future. That was not delivered to us.
The UAW members around the country are voting at different times into Friday afternoon. Maloney is hoping that nationwide the contract offer is rejected and the talks can restart. In the meantime, members of his local and other unions continue to walk the picket lines. Randy Gordman, WXXI News.